I cannot start my video because it is disabled by the host. All right. Can you do that for me, brothers? Can Brother Michael, all right. You cannot start your video because it is disabled by the host. That's what he's telling me. Can somebody help me on that?
Yes, we're working on it.
All right.
You cannot start the video because it's the
Having is a problem.
All right.
Yep. Is that a problem here?
Here it is.
Oh, he's gone now. All right.
Yeah, we
Thank
got
you.
you now.
Oh,
Yeah, praise the Lord.
thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's good. That's good. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I'm missing my computer today, so I'm hoping that it will work right. Thank you. Thank you, Brother Don, for that and for the opening. And may God bless you. And I think we can pray again. Let's pray again. We come before you, Father, and we know, Lord God, that there's always a purpose for everything that you do. And Lord, and when you call people to preach, Lord God, and bring these things, you have a purpose in there. There's also a purpose into which you spoke them, Lord. Sometimes we find like some of these things that we talk about is not very important. But when you find them in the Word and you inspire us to speak them, Lord, then Father, we feel like you are ahead of you to bring these things out, Lord. We humble ourselves, Father, and we pray, Lord God, that you take us, Lord, like that quote that was posted today from the guide. Like we really need to be led of you. Sometimes we feel like we can do things, and Father, we realize, Lord, that there's nothing we can do without you, Father. It's you who does these things in us, Lord, and we pray, Father, that now you take over, Father, and speak to our hearts, Father. Open it up, Father. Our purpose is to get closer to you, to love you more, Father. Our purpose is to be more like you, like that code that has been laid, Lord. Like S-S-O-N, to be under S-O-N, Lord. Like a seed is under S-U-N, Lord. Whenever that seed is under S-U-N, Father, it gets stronger and stronger and stronger, Lord. That's what we want, Father. We want to be under S-O-N, Father. The Lord, we get stronger in you. We get to look more like you. We get to live more like you, Lord God, and we manifest you. We display you here on earth, Father. We know, Father, that is your desire, right from the beginning, Father. That's where you wanted to take us back to where we can show, where we can look at the mirror, where you can look at the mirror, Father, and see yourself in us, Lord. That's your desire, and we fall short of that so many times, Father, in the lives, Lord. But we know, Father, that you are working on that. And tonight is another short moment that we come and pray. But Lord, we get closer to that goal that you have, Lord, for us. We get closer to you. We want to love you, Father. Sometimes it's painful when you correct us, Father. But whatever it takes, Lord, whatever it takes, Lord, just do it. Just do it, Lord, because we desire to be that, Father. Take us, Father, to yourself now is our prayer. Come and speak to us tonight is our prayer. Thank you for the brothers. Thank you for the sisters. For the labor, Lord God, sometimes they do for you. Bless them, Father, for that, Lord. Reward them is our prayer. We commit this to you now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. Amen. Amen. Now, This is a very interesting topic. I didn't know how to bring it on, because it looks like I'm talking about, I'm going to talk about the earth, and I'm not talking about the earth and the new earth, the new heaven. It looks like that, but that's not what I'm talking about. But this is just an example of thinking. When you think about the prophet talking about the new creation, that we are the new creation, like that, it seems like, it seems like he's talking about something new. There's also some quotes. Like I know of one quote that says that something that is created, how is it eternal? And it was created. Those things. So there's quite a confusion there that if it's a new creation, then it's new. Then it was not there. You get that one. Then it was not there. Then if it is new creation, if you're a new creation, like your soul is a new creation, then it was not there. Now, that is what I want to address not tonight, because it was created. It is not eternal. It was not there. Because you are a new creation, it is not there. Oh, no, the word new used so much in the message. But my point is the new lad and the new message and the new lad and the new message and what we have now, which I'm calling it is rapture. We have come with that, and we found out that what he's telling us is that after the church ages, now the bride gets into eternity. That eternity, the prophet said in paragraph 113 of who is this Melchizedek, he talked of we come from Ruther. He said we come from Wesley, and then we go to where? We go to the baptism of the Holy Ghost or the Pentecost, and then from there we go to the rapture. He says the thing after the church ages is the rapture. And then and I'm going to read that quote also. In the future home, then he brought us to a place where he was saying that rapture, that where we go after the seventh church ages over, where we go is eternity. He calls that eternity. See? So that is eternity. He says that is eternity, where we go. After the church ages over, it is eternity. Now, my wife is trying to help me here. Okay, all right. I don't know. Okay. All right. All right.
Okay.
So, okay. I can't. Okay. I don't know. I think I lost you. Okay. No, that thing. So, what I'm trying to say is that the prophet explains it very well, very clearly, that after the church, it is where we go to is the rapture. In one of the courses, he says, is the rapture. That's where we go to, the rapture. Now, from there, he then says in the future home, that was 1965, but in the future home, he explained it very well that rapture after the church ages, after the seven church ages over, is eternity. That place is eternity. And that takes us to a place where we know that rapture is eternity. And the bride that is in the rapture is in the eternity. Getting to the rapture is getting into eternity. I think that's very clear. That's very clear. Because we are getting into the eternal one. In one of the quotes, the spoken word, the original CD said that when we get there, he's forerunning the coming word. And that word is the fullness of the word that is Jesus Christ. And that's the second coming. And when he does that, he says it will be everything, even millennium and everything, you will be in him. So when you get there, you are in everything. You are in everything. You are in eternity. So you are in the eternity, you're in the perfection, whatever Jesus Christ is, you become that. And after all, the prophet said in the book called Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed, he said that you become him, and we become and you become him, and he becomes us. We become one with him. So now you become whatever he is, you become that. You become the eternity. You become God. So that is eternity. You get into eternity. We don't have any other thing after that. You get into eternity. You get to where you were to begin with. But again, I want you to notice that when he talks about getting into eternity, he's not talking about this body. Because this body, according to the prophet, was created on earth. It was on earth. And the brother has read that quote again in another message. But also he says that in the things that are to be, and in this book called The Future Home, he says that when he created this earth, he created our bodies in it. He created our bodies in it. So that now we are not talking about this body and the earth. It is taking longer. It is taking longer. I think I said that sometimes. It is taking longer to the redemption. To the redemption is taking longer than you, than the church, because there are three things to be. Actually, there are only three things to be redeemed. I don't know whether there's another one, but what I've seen is there are three things to be redeemed, and that is one. He says it is the individual, that is Adam and Eve, Adam or Eve. Let's say Eve, because Adam is Jesus Christ. I've been saying Adam, but either one of them is going to be redeemed. So you are like Adam, you are like Eve, like that. But there's also the church to be redeemed. That's Adam and Eve together, the wife to be redeemed. So the wife had also to be redeemed. That's the second thing. So he redeems the church. He says the way he redeems you is the way he redeems the church. Now, he also says that the way he redeems the church and you is the same way that he redeems the earth, you know, like that. But now, after redemption of you, of an individual bride, an individual member of the bride by justification, sanctification, and he doesn't need, another thing I would like to say is he doesn't need to do it like you know, like you are doing, like you are doing, you are justified by washing, by baptism of water, and then you are sanctified by the blood. You're like that. He doesn't need to do that. At the end here, in the eternity, the prophet says that when John went there in the bride age, in that age, when John went there, John was called, come up hither, come up hither, and he says, that was the type of the bride. That was the type of the bride going to the rapture, going to that eternity. Come up thither. That was the bride getting raptured. So in that, he saw that the lava, which is actually the sea, was as clear as crystal. In other words, all that, there was nothing like washing of the sacrifice no more. There was nothing like blood. There was nothing like that. There was nothing like that at that time. Why? Because here, everything was done. Everything is finished. All the steps that he was using is done. The prophet says that, and we read that quote the other day. The prophet says, the last member has come. Things about redemption is over. Things about redemption is over here in the eternity. There's no more redemption. There's no more salvation. There's no more mercy. There's no saving. There's no nothing. It's finished. Why? He got what he wanted and he went to eternity with her. She is in the eternity. The only thing now that is remaining is for this body to drop. That's one of the quotes I saw that says this body to drop. Because it came from the earth. It came wrong. So it goes back, this body now, because it's the earth, and it came wrong. So it goes back to the earth, which is actually slower. In the redemption, in the steps of redemption, is slower. It's not come the way you have come, the way the church has come. And I told you why. The prophet said in another quote that why the earth fell, the things of the earth fell. You see, this cancer, they saw this. Why it fell to that condition was because its master, which is his God, fell. That's why that happened. So therefore, if the master, if God of the earth, starts up as redeemed, then it can be redeemed. But if you redeem it and he's so for it, it's gonna fall again because he's the one who made it fall. So the earth and the steps to redeem the earth has been slower than the church and the bride and the individual bride. So you see, so God is redeeming the bride or has redeemed the bride. That's another thing, brothers, I would like to say here, because that has really been in my thinking. People talk and we talk and we do like it's not happened. That's the thing. When you talk to the people, they can see from the from the quotes of the prophets. They even say it. They even read those quotes. They know this is the truth. They know that we are there. We are in that eternity. We are in that. We have come to the end of everything. The chatting is over and everything is over. But now, I've told the people in the Pakistan, you cannot be married. You cannot be married. You're married, and every time you go around, and we even see like you are looking for to get married. You're married. Live like a married man. Live like a married man. Behave like, no, not a married man, like a married woman. Behave like you're married. Don't go around behaving like you want to be asked for marriage. Don't do that. Don't do, live like you're married. Do things like you're married. Hurry up when you're with other women or something. Hurry up because you're gonna cook for your husband. You're gonna take care of your, behave like that. Now the people of this age, many churches, many churches, many churches, they say because it's there, it's written, it's very open that we are in the rapture, that we are the church is alpha, and there's nowhere else you go but to the rapture, and that rapture is eternity. That's we have seen that, and that's very clear. Now they behave like they're still in the church ages. They do exactly like they were doing in the church ages. They behave like it's not. They say they are married and they are not. They behave like they're not. They're single women. They behave like they're single women. That is very disappointing, brothers. That's very disappointing for the for the churches, for the especially Methodist churches. It's very disappointing. You got to behave like you're married now. You belong. You belong. You got to do things different. You cannot be saying that we are waiting for our. I'm waiting for my husband to come and marry me, and you're still saying that you are married. You cannot do. You cannot have the. You cannot not have. You cannot have both. You cannot have both ways. And that's what Paul was saying. Paul was telling them, you cannot have it. Paul was told them, you cannot have the Old Testament and the New Testament at the same time. You cannot. You cannot have law and grace at the same time. You cannot be married by grace and law at the same. You cannot be like that. You got to come to one side. You got to go to the law and say, I'm married to the law, and I'll die there. Go there and say that, though he died or something. Then he's not dead. He's not dead. You must come to grace. And you're told he's dead. You're behaving like he's alive. He's dead. He's dead. He's dead. He cannot give you a baby. He's dead. The church ages is dead. Audition church ages is dead. You cannot be there. You cannot be taking communion. That's what I'm saying. You cannot be taking communion. You cannot be baptizing. You cannot be saved. You can do that. You cannot do those things. It's over. It's done. The sea was as clear as crystal. Why? There was no sacrifice. There was no blood. There was no nothing. It's over. Even the blood is over. The prophet says, why was it? Why was the blood not called an eternal covenant? Why was it? Why wasn't it called an eternal covenant? Why? He says, because it was not eternal. Why was it called everlasting instead of eternal? Because it was not to be eternal. Why? There was coming to a time when it would be over. When will that be? When the seals are revealed, when he takes the book, and there's no more mercy, there's no more blood, there's no nothing. And then when there was blood, there was intercessory. There was intercessory in where the blood was there. Father, I died for them. Blood means death. Father, I died for them. Father, I died for them. There was that. When he takes the book, there's no more, I died for them. In other words, there's no more blood. Actually, blood meant simply death. Like, because the scripture said that the soul that sinned must die. So death, even in the lambs, when the lambs were being slaughtered, when the lambs were being sacrificed, it meant death. Death, because so the soul that sinned must die. But now, the real lamb, which is Jesus Christ, which is the real Adam that sinned, now had to come and die for the other sheep, for us the sheep. Now that death is over. When he takes the book, he takes everything that actually, everything that he bought, that this bride bought, everything, the soul that he sinneth, every soul that actually was this soul, this main soul. I don't forget that. This main soul that was to die for the other souls, because their soul and those other souls were one soul. So actually, when that soul died, it died for every other soul that was their soul. So I died. So you died. So everyone of the bread died. When that happened, there's no more death. There's no more. You died. In other words, You said the bread. There's the bread. The bread is done. That happened a long time ago. It's done. It's finished. It's finished. Death is finished with you. Death served its purpose and it's over. There's no more mercy, no nothing. It's over. We are here. That is why I was saying it's eternal. Rapture is it. We are in a stage where it's called the rapture. It's a very serious stage. Praise God. I wanted to put another quote here, but I didn't put it because somebody asked me a question. What is between after the rapture? Where do we go? The prophet says the period between the rapture and the millennium is very, very close. He says like that. Somebody asked me that question in Kenya, and I did not go to him. And he really marveled. I also marveled because I saw it clear at that time. Yeah, they are very close. They're very close. After this, it's very close to go to the millennium. Very, very close. But you got to understand the great problem is not the millennium. Millennium people don't even touch. They don't even the message believers don't even to do with nothing with the millennium. It's so a difficult subject and so forth. And it's not. It's not. If you understand the rapture, the millennium will be very from there it will be very smooth to go until the end. That is the new earth and new heaven. So my point tonight was this rapture. Understand this rapture. Understand very, very this rapture. Is eternal. One is eternal. One, and that was very clear to everybody. It's eternal. Is eternity. And there's no any eternity except God. So is God Himself. Is God Himself. How is He God Himself? Because God and this God and His subjects have become one. They become one. They are one. They're one now. They're one now. So they're eternal. Both are eternal. They are not even both. They are one. They're eternal. He's one. Because him and has become one. So is eternity. Rapture is eternity. Now, the second thing I want to say, rapture is allowed. The prophet calls it allowed. How is it allowed? How is it allowed? It's in Christ. Christ, he calls it a new lad. He calls it a new lad. He calls it a new message. Now, this word new is very confusing. That's what I was saying, coming to. This word is very confusing. Because we think, because it's new, like you are a new creation, then you cannot be. Then is a cannot be new, and then it's like something that was not there. Did you get the point now? I hope you get. It is like it was something that was not there. So if it is new, then it was something that was not there. Like the new creation, it's a big question when you call a new creation, and that new creation they talk about is the soul. Yeah, that's true. And that's true. The new creation is a seal. It's a new soul. That's true. So they see, they think it's not eternal because it's a new soul. No. It's not. It's not. It's eternal. It's eternal, but it's called new. Now, I wanted to address that point. Why is it called eternal? Why is it called new and yet it is eternal? So eternal is that there was no time that it was not there, and there's no time that it was not there. And there's no time that you not be there. So it's always there. Why is it then called eternal? That is the question that I wanted to address tonight. Why is it called eternal? And I'm not. Why is it called new? Why is it called new? Why is it called new, lad? Why is this rapture that is eternal called new? Why is it called new? Why is it called new, lad? Why is it called new message? Why is it called like that? Why? Why? That's the question that I wanted to address. I want to go to Isaiah 17, and I think I could have put there another scripture that is Romans 7:4. Romans 7:4. I think Romans 7:4 or Romans 7:6. It's in my papers here. I was trying to study, and I think I wrote it somewhere here, but I didn't put it here. It's Romans 7:4. Yeah, it's Romans 7:4. Romans 7:4. The prophet is the Bible is talking about the newness of life. The newness of life. You serve him with the newness of life. Another scripture, I think it's Romans 7. I don't know. I think that's Romans 7, 6. It's Romans 7, the 6, 6, 4. I think 6, 4. 7, 7, 16. It talks about a new creation. You are a new creation or something like that. You become a new creature. A new creature or a new creation. He talks about that. So now, I'm not talking about you being new in the soul. I'm not talking about that. I just want to give you a picture why the word new is used. Let's look at that. Let's have a look at that. How he uses it. How he uses that word new. So that you see how rapture is a new place. Is a new place. That does not mean you've not been there. It means that we've been redeemed back to where we were supposed to be. We fell, so it is not new. It's not new, more, no more. But now we have come. We've come. We are taken back to the newness. It's the newness. It's the thing that is made new again. Now listen to what he says. Listen to what he talks about. Like the way he talks about it. Now in Isaiah 65 verse 17. For behold, and I'm not going to read very much. I mean, I'm not going to read every scripture, and you can read all the Isaiah 65. And when he's reading Isaiah 65, he mixes it with rapture. He mixes it millennium and the new earth and the new earth. And you can take each verse and put it where it belongs. Some verses go to both, to the millennium, the new earth, and so forth. It goes to both. But some verses cannot be put in the new earth. Or it cannot be put in the millennium. And the prophet says there are things that they are in the millennium that cannot go to the new earth. The prophet says like that. So you know when he's reading that and when he's teaching on that and calls that Isaiah 65 millennium, you know where to put whatever verse it says. Because the prophet is very clear on these things. And the prophet is very careful. I have never seen anybody. I've tried to be like that. I've never seen anybody so careful, even his words. When he says something, he corrects it very, very quickly. If it doesn't get together with what the flow of the revelation is. So let's go back there and see. For behold, I create a new heaven. That's what he says. That's what he says. For behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth. I create a new heaven and a new earth. It's already very late. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe I've talked too much. It's already 7:42. I don't know. But that's okay. That's okay. Let me just go. Let me just go ahead. There are not very many quotes today. I just cut. I wasn't even wondering when. And I've sent another. And I've sent another set of quotes because I've added a quote there. I've added, Brother Michael. If you look, I've added another quote down there after the future home. I've added a paragraph 225 of the future home. I've added there from paragraph 236. I've added another one, 245, 255, 225. So you can also say that maybe with that quote, or you can say that quote alone, no problem. Because that is only the only thing. I wanted to add some more. I thought they're coming. And then I found out it's going to be so big. So like that. For behold, I create a new heavens. You see that one, new heavens. For behold, I create a new heavens. A new heavens and a new earth, and the former shall not be remembered no more, nor come into mind. You see that a new heaven and a new something. No, this rapture seems like it seems like is a new thing, is a new lad, is a new something. So now, if that be the case, then it is not redemption. It is not being taken back to the Garden of Eden, but according to the prophet. According to the prophet in the book called Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed. You start reading that book from paragraph 105, paragraph 105, where he talks about the seventh seal and so forth. He's talking about the second coming of the Lord. He's talking about the second coming of the Lord. In chapter in a seventh seal, in the seventh seal message, he talks like it's revealed. But there are some things that he doesn't understand. He says, it came like that, and that thing I cannot, it came before me, one, two, three, but I cannot interpret that thing. He talks like that. But now, in the that thing, in the book called Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed, he says it very openly that when he does come, when that is revealed about his second coming, there are many things that are going to take place. He says one of the things that's gonna take place is he's gonna reveal himself. When he comes, he's gonna reveal himself. He revealed himself in Christ. Now he's gonna reveal himself to the other side of Christ, which is the feminine side of Christ. He's gonna reveal himself to the bride. You will know him, he will know you, know one another, you are one, you become one. That's how he reveals himself to you. You know who you are, where you came from, and why you are here. And what happened? The whole thing is revealed. After the seals are revealed, the problem is the spirit of truth comes to the bride. It doesn't say the bride, but that's exactly the bride. Nobody else, because the seventh seal when is revealed, is nobody else. It's not the public. It's only to one group. That is the bride. So when that comes, the bride now has the spirit of truth in her. She knows it. She knows who she is. She knows that they are one. She knows her exact. That's one. That's one. That's what happens. Now, the next thing he takes preeminence. That is being one. But that is you look at the word preeminence. You look at the word preeminence. He gets into you that you don't become. You're not you. You're not you. You're not. You don't even know where you are. You don't. You are not you. He takes preeminence. It's not you no more. Who really? It's him. Then from there, the third thing he says, he takes you back. If he doesn't do that, that will not be redemption. He takes you back to Eden. Exactly like that. Exactly. He takes you back to Eden. So this new lad. And another thing I would like to say, because maybe some people are listening in. I don't know who is listening in. But listen very carefully here. But what we are talking about here, about being in the rapture, is not the body. It's not this body. This body comes to subjection. This body comes to subjection. I think I have a quote like that. This body comes to subjection. Now, this body has got to drop. It came wrong, it goes back. It came wrong, it goes back. To do what? And I said, it's eternal. I'm going to read the quote. Why? I said, it is eternal. Maybe today I might touch it. I don't know. Why is it? It is eternal. Because you're going to live in it. And anything that is not eternal, it will be annihilated. It was created for the purpose, the prophet said, the Bible said, also the Bible said, that the bad people, the bad guys, and the devil were created, and the lake of fire were created for that purpose, to be annihilated, to be completely annihilated. So they're not eternal. But you are eternal, and your body is eternal because you live in that body. That body, or the only thing that's gonna happen is gonna be renovated. It's gonna go back to the ground, and when it goes back to the ground, it is made again. It's kind of I call it renovation. I don't know the right word, but it's glorified. It's glorified. It's cleaned up. It's cleaned up. Glorified, and you can. It's the same body. It's the same body. The problem is, if it's another body, if it's another body, if it's another body. I don't know who I don't know. I don't know how. I don't know what to explain. No, it's calcium, potassium, whatever it is. But is that those elements come back? If there's anything else, then the prophet says that will not be resurrection. What will it be? It will be replacement. He says that will be replacement. He says if I bring in anything else, that will not be resurrection. That will be replacement. It will not be replacement. He calls it resurrection. So it's the same. I don't know whether the same because the prophet says you come and you not be old. You not be old. You get old because of what happened, or the sin. Now you die because of that. When it's inhibited, it will never die. I hope you get that. If that is not what Adam was, I don't know what he was, because he was not to die. He was not dying. He was not dying. He was not dying. Adam was not dying. So that is how Adam was. If that is not what we get back to. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know, brother. When you have a glorified body, you don't die. You don't die. And the body that Adam had was not the body that we go to, that the orphan. No, it's not. It's not, brothers. We got to be careful with that. It's not. It's not the body that you go to in the orphan. No, that is not what Adam had. No, Adam had a body that was not dying, that was not getting sick, and all that. And the prophet says that even in the millennium, we have our glorified bodies there. Because he says, what do we need healing for in the millennium when we have our glorified bodies? So like that. So in Adam was not getting sick. So if the glorified bodies in the millennium, we're not get sick. So now, I just talk too much. I'm sorry, but what I'm saying is, we are not talking about this body. In the rapture, we are not talking about this body. In this eternity, we are not talking about this body. It's eternal, but it's not cleared yet. It needs to go back, die, and cleaned up, and be cleaned up. Then come back, because eternal is gonna be. It's gonna come back. But here now we are talking about your spirit and your soul. Why do I say spirit? Because the soul is the nature of your spirit. So you cannot have a soul. When you have a soul, then you have a. It's the nature of that spirit. I hope you get that. That's the nature, the spirit, and the soul. Now, they must be eternal. They must be eternal. And a spirit of a man that is a sinner that's going to hell and get annihilated, that spirit is not eternal. But your spirit must be also be eternal. You say, why? And it was created. Yes, the other was also created. But that's where the children of God, the bride, will live. We live eternally. So you live with the earth that is eternal. So the earth is eternal and it was created. I hope you can get this nugget. But now, create a new heavens and a new earth. And the former shall not be remembered no more. Okay, like that. Now, that's one of the quotes. That's one, Isaiah 65. Now, Revelation 21, verse 1 to 2. And I saw a new heavens, and I saw a new heavens. And you can read the whole thing, because he talks about the New Jerusalem and whatever. And they're very good. They're very good. And please, when you read there, just go search. It's there. It's very clear there. The prophet experienced everything. Especially in 1964, he really experienced a lot of things. There was a lot of things were asked there about those things, about Isaiah 67, 65, and Revelation 20 and 21. He was asked a lot of questions about that, about the new hour, the new, and he answered that. But anyway, you do what you're led to do. I'm not trying to direct you to where you're going to study, whatever, because I know different people are led of different ways to look at things. And by that, anyway, I'm just saying is when you go there, you can see it. Now, and I saw a new heaven and a new earth. You see now again, a new heaven, a new earth. This looks like the old one is done away with and completely annihilated. That is how it looks like. So when it comes to the new land, which is the rapture, it looks like there's something that has annihilated. This is something completely has never been there. That's what I'm saying. No. It's not like that. It's actually the old Eden. It's actually the old Eden. It's the old Eden. Is the Eden of Adam and Eve that was there before sin. That's what I'm saying. And you can, I know there's another argument on that, but I've never gotten some quotes to prove me wrong on that. I've never looked. And you look at it all the ways. I look at it all the sides, all the ways. I just turn it upside down. I try to, before I say something, I've tried to turn it upside down and even to look at what other people say. I hear, I listen, I like listening. And I don't care whether you agree with me or disagree with me. I'll listen to you. I'll listen to you very, very carefully. Not only listening, I don't dismiss nothing. I'll go and study it. I'll go and study it and try to compare it with what the prophet said and try every other way. I want also to come to your side. It's only that maybe I'm not able because of, I don't know, but you bear with me. Okay. The first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I just saw the holy city. A new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. It doesn't look like this is looks like it's new. It's new completely. But it's the same bride. It's the same bride. It's the same you in the rapture. It's the same you called a new creature. It's the same you. It's the same you. But cleaned up. It's the same you cleaned up. When you're cleaned up, you are a new creation. When the age is cleaned up, all the churches is gone, this is a new land. We get into a new land, which is Christ. We get into Christ. Everything else is left away. Everything else, the churches, the denominations, and all that is cleaned up, completely cleaned up. Completely cleaned up. You are a new creation. This is a new place, completely a new place. Rapture is a new land. Rapture is a new message. What is message? In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was became flesh and dwelt us, dwelt among us. Listen, it's the same Jesus Christ, but now in fullness. Now in fullness, everything else was had a piece of it that was not full, and anything that is not full is not the full Christ. Now here in the rapture is the fullness, is the fullness of Him. He comes down from heaven. He comes down from heaven, and he joins his bride. That's exactly right. That's the rapture. N nothing. There's nothing here. There's nothing like. I don't know. I don't know. There's nothing like this. This is not that. This is not. No. This when the seals are revealed, he comes down himself with a book open. With a book open. With himself. What is a book open? Remember, the book is the whole word. It's the whole word. So it was Jesus Christ open. In other words, he's open and he's coming to do that one thing, to go to the bride. Not to, brothers, not anywhere else, not to anybody else. Because when the seals are revealed, when the seals are revealed, when he takes the book and reveals and takes the seal, nobody else is to be saved. So he's not dealing with anything else. It's over. It's over. The church changes where he was dealing with two groups of people. Here he's not dealing with two groups of people. People that call them churches, so that because they're calling them churches, they're saying they have a relationship with him. So God had to talk to them. Now, they're saying they have a relationship with him. They are very close. Some of them are very close. Some of them call them the message believers. The message of Brother Branham, the seventh or this message, because they don't distinguish the message of the other believers. They call themselves that. God does not have to talk to them. God don't to talk to them now. He talks to one group of people. That is the brain. He's dealing with one group of people. The difference between here in the rapture and in the church ages is because he was talking to both. If you go read the book called where it is accurately specified very well and in short form, where you can just go there and read sentences like that, it's in the resume of church ages. But he explains it very well in the Laodicean church age. But in the resume of church ages is in short form. You can just understand there. He says he was talking to both rites. Because both vines were talking to him and saying, "We belong to you, we belong to you." Just because of the claim that they belong to him in the church ages, he was dealing with them. But now here in the rapture, in the eternity, he's done, finished with everything and got what he wanted. He got what he wanted. The rest of the people, he sealed them until now. Now where here when they come, even those who are sealed, even those who are sealed, they are also here. The only people that are not here are the people who are like Gamaliel, the foolish virgin, and so forth. They'll be given life eternal according to the prophet at the end, at the general resurrection. That's what he says. I hope I'm not getting out of my, but I hope. Okay, all right. All right. I've lost it. I've lost in that. So I think I'll tip in this. Okay. I hope we get now. Now, John explains. Okay, now let's go to the next to the next one. I talk so much, and I'm not, as I said, I'm not. I don't think I'm a teacher. I don't think I'm a teacher. A teacher teaches, and he like I just fear Brother Don because he reads and he goes with the point as he reads. I don't, and I'm sorry about that. But anyway, let's read this. Let's read this. Now, John explains the change and how it comes about. He doesn't explain, rather. John does not explain that is in Revelation 21. He doesn't explain. But if you read Peter 3, 2 Peter 3, he's going to explain it very well. How that happens, how the new heavens comes and how the heavens comes. I didn't put it here, but he explains. I saw new heavens and new earth. First heavens and the first earth had passed away. There was no more sea. I, John, saw the holy city coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned to her husband. But we turn back, we turn to 2 Peter now to find out. Peter explains how this process will come. He explains how the process will come about. Now, if you look at what John said, it sounds like for the first heavens and the earth was passed away. The word used is passed away, and there's now creation, a new heaven. Just like I'm saying, there's a new land, there's a new message. Okay, it seems like this is completely new. There has never been there. Now, for the first, okay. Pass away, annihilated, is annihilated. See, then that sounds very strange. So that's what struck me, and I begin to look for the word pass away. I began to look at the word pass away. You know, but it's clear that both of these apostles and prophets were talking all the same thing. They were talking the same thing. They were talking the same thing. Peter and even the third one, Isaiah was talking about the same thing. The three of them were talking about the same thing. All right. Now, but it's clear both of these prophets were talking about the same thing. That's in the future home. Now, we find out here in the future home again, paragraph 62. Now we find out here. Now he's getting the 65th chapter. One more chapter, and he speaks of the millennium. Now, notice it now. How, behold, I create a new heaven and a new earth, and the former things shall not be remembered. The former things shall not be remembered or come into mind. The promise is it is passed away. It is passed away. So in other words, all that is passed away. What does that mean? Okay. But be glad and rejoice even that which I have created. For behold, I create a new Jerusalem. I created Jerusalem. The Bible said a new Jerusalem. A new Jerusalem. And I rejoice and her people a joy. See, it's like this. And Jerusalem, remember New Jerusalem. I'm not going to talk about that very much. But remember, the new Jerusalem is the bride. Is the bride. That's the New Jerusalem, brothers. You research, you do your search, and you find that the bride is the New Jerusalem. All right. Okay. And it's new. It's new. So it's a new creation. It's a new creation. This is new. This is somebody completely new. Why? Because it's new, it's created again. It's created again. It's still the one that was predestined in his mind. And he came and dropped in the period of time and come back to eternity. It's the same. All right. And I'll rejoice in Jerusalem and a joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying. Now, in the future home, paragraph 66. It's only the atmosphere around it. No, paragraph 65. By these passages, one might think, or be led rather to believe, apply this, brother, apply this to the new creation that is called you. You are new creation. You are new creation. Apply this to the new creation, the new day, completely new day. We are in a new day, which is eternity. Apply this to what he says, the new lad and a new message. Apply the same. Okay, now you might think that because of the whole by these passages, it passed away. It passed away. You pass away. You are dead. And listen, now you are. That's why. Now I hope you can now understand why he says that. What a resurrection! What a resurrection! We have resurrected. We've come back. We were dead and gone. We are dead in sin and that like that in denominations. In ignorance, we are in that. But now, when the sins are revealed, the brain is resurrected. He says, "What a resurrection now! What a resurrection now! Not physically. Physically is not resurrected because the first resurrection physically will happen when the millennium comes. But now, what a resurrection, spiritually speaking, because you are dead. You are dead. You are new. You are new. You are dead, and now you come back. That is how you are. You are new. You are new creation. You are new creature. All right now." Okay, by this passage, one would think, or be led rather to believe, that the whole planet of the earth, of this earth, will be destroyed if you pass away, if you go away. You pass away, you went away. You went away to the world and things like that. Now you come back and all that is cleaned up. All that is cleaned up. The same, but you don't have the wilderness, the denominationalism, all that. That's why you are a new creation. You are a new creation. Okay, I make a new heaven and a new earth. See, that the heavens will be gone and the earth will be gone, completely annihilated. But close study, it seems like it will be completely annihilated. But a close study, and with the help of the Holy Spirit, we can see the truth of this, and that is what we are going into. It is only the atmosphere around it. It's not the whole thing that's going to be. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. It's not okay. I hope you get. I can't go. It's so much, brother. It's so much about the soul. I can go about the soul. I can talk about the soul now. I can talk about the soul and how that soul is a new creation. I can talk about it now, right now. I see that's upon the earth, and why it's called a new creation. Yeah, the whole of you is a new creation. It's completely a new creation. All right. Because even the body is resurrected, and when it's resurrected, what happens when the body is resurrected? Yeah, it's quickened. This mortal, it will quicken when he comes and indwells you in fullness. It will quicken even this mortal body. That's what it is. It will quicken this mortal body. And he says, what a resurrection! What is resurrection is that? Why, brother? You are a new creation. What happens? You are not subject to that. Before, you are not subject to something full. Now you are subject to the fullness of the word. You are subject to the fullness of God. God Himself dwells in you. Now you are full. You're subject. You don't live now. You don't live now. You lived. You lived. That's why you had ignorance. You tried everything, but now you don't live. You don't live. It's Him who lives in you. That's a new creation in you. But you are a new creature in Christ Jesus. I hope you can get to others. I hope you can get to that to others. That does not mean you're not eternal. That doesn't mean that does not mean that you're not. That does not mean that that's what is not enough. That does not mean that, brother. It means something has happened. It fell. Now it has come back. It fell. God has cleaned it. God has brought it back. The world fell. The world fell. It got all the sicknesses, all the bad things around it. But now it has passed away. Oh, it has been cleaned. The old world has cleaned. Has been cleaned. And the prophet, in another quote, in the same book, he talks about the world. When the world, he says, the first world, he says, which was the first world? He says that was before Noah, before the floods. He says it was kind of it passed away. It talks like it passed away. I don't have, brother, I cannot put every quote here. I hope you understand. Now it passed away. He says, how? How? We still have it. It was already cleaned by water. It was already cleaned and everything died. Everything died. But the other was left. The other was left there. That's exactly like you, brothers. Listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. When you talk about new creation, that you are a new creature, that does not mean that you are narrated. You are narrated and something made anew. No. It's something that God does, that you become completely new. You are brand new. You are brand new. You are taken back. This brand new, you are taken back to Adam and Eve. I know that is very, very, I know that's not acceptable, but you bear with me. But just understand what I'm saying. Just understand what I'm saying. And you can discuss it. And here, people don't like discussing. This is very important. I would like to discuss with anybody on this. Okay, now, I make a new heaven and a new earth. See, that the heavens will be gone. And the other, okay, and it says like that. With the help of the Holy Spirit, okay. It's only the atmosphere around it and the sea that's upon it, not the earth. Not the earth that is going to be annihilated. No, the earth will be still there. But so now it's a new earth. Remember, it's a new earth. The same thing with you. The same thing with this, with the rapture. It's a new heaven. It's a new place. It's completely new. It's completely new. It's complete. The rapture is eternity. It's God. It's God Himself. It's completely new. You are back to Eden. Spiritually speaking, you are back to Eden. New earth. Listen, new earth and new heavens. You will be completely. The earth will be completely back to Eden. Now the earth is not in Eden. The earth is not in Eden. It's not back. It's not completely redeemed. Now, rapture is you are completely redeemed. You are completely redeemed. Redeemed. You are new creation because you are completely redeemed. You are taken back. That's the rapture. That's your new creation. You are new creature. All right. Now, then this thoughts and sickness and death and politics and sin and the sin of man and sin of woman and evil spirits will be gone away and annihilated. See, it has to be done that way because we are going to live right here. We are going to live right here now. We prove that by the Bible. Right here is where we live. Now, notice these those germs and sickness. Those are the things that are going to be taken away. It's not that the whole earth is going to be annihilated and thrown away to pass. No, it's those things that are going to be. And it's not that you. The soul, you, the soul, and the soul, and the spirit. It's not that you're going to be completely renovated and be made, and God created something in you. No. It's not. What is it? He takes that other soul. He takes it away, and this other soul that was dormant, that was not working now, is quickened, and that quickening it fills it up, and you become a new creature, a new man. The old you is gone. The Lord is now you a new creation. You are a new creation. God created you again. But that does not mean you're not eternal. Because if he's created, then if you're created again, if you're a new creation, then you're not eternal. That's what it means. No. If this earth is new earth, then it's created. Then it's not. No. The earth was created. The earth was created by his word. That's why it was created. But at the same time, it's eternal. It was in the mind. What it is things that you see were created from things that you don't see. You see? Yeah. They were not there. They were not there. Everything that's here was not there. Even the air was not there. But it was spoken. It was brought from his mind to something that you can see. There was not even nobody to see. By the way, there was nobody to see. But he brought it. He brought it to something that's there. Now from there, it fell. When it fell, it was dirty. It was dirty and completely fell. Now it is brought back. It's a new creation. It's a new earth and a new heaven. Completely cleaned up. That cleaning up and making it anew, burning everything that's bad and redeeming it, that redemption is a newness. Redemption back to what it was is the newness. It's a new earth now in the new heaven. That redemption of you being completely cleaned and becoming us back to where you are, the Son of God. That's a new creation. That's a new creation. In the rapture, you are completely created, your spirit and your soul is completely redeemed, completely brought back, completely cleaned up. Not, 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 you are without a spot or a wrinkle. You are without a spot or a wrinkle. Nothing can be counted on you. You are going to heaven. You're going to be with God forever. You are gotten into eternity. The body is gonna, what is remaining is the body. The body is gonna drop a mast. Not that it will, no, it might, no, I might do this, and the body, I will not live eternity, I will not have my glorified body. No, 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 no. This body is as good as redeemed. It's quickened already. It's going to go back, renovated, and it's you're going to live in it eternally. And it will never be old. Old is death. The death is taken from it. It's a new body. It's a glorified body. It's a new body. You have new bodies. It's a new body. All death and everything is cleaned up. Rapture is a new place. It's a place that is completely cleaned up of all denominationalism. How is it cleaned up? How is it cleaned up? It's cleaned up by the revelation, the truth, the ignorance. The spirit of truth has been, brother, that is a quote in the book called Marriage and Force. The spirit of truth now, it was all there. That's a cleaning. It's cleaned up. All the doubts and everything is cleaned up. We are here, brother, in eternity. We are here in eternity. A new lad. That the old lad cleaned up completely. Everything that was doubted and everything is cleaned up. The whole revelation of the word is here now. It's the same Jesus Christ that was halfway. That Paul was saying, I look and see darkly in a glass. No more. This is a new creation now. This is a new creation. This is a new light, a new message that you don't see darkly in a glass. And we see it. We see it sometimes because we don't understand some things. No problem. Don't worry. But the seed itself, the fullness, you're not talking about the other seed. I said, we're not talking about me. Me, you know, I'm growing. Some of these I don't know. And some of them are very low, like my son Gabe, like my daughter Aspen. They don't know. The prophet said, it's already redeemed. Everything is redeemed. The last member has come in. The last member has come in. Why? Because it's by predestination. I don't think I'll read that because I read the other day. But it's by predestination. Here is not that. It's not what you do, what you come and confess, what you know or don't. Listen, what you know or you don't know. No. He's talking about that. That which everything, every doubt, everything was cleaned up. Everything was cleaned up. What remained was, what is remaining there? Is him. That's it. That is what he's looking at. He's not looking at, please be to God, brother, sister, he's not looking at what you're looking at. You think, you know, I don't know this. I'm still ignorant. No. It's no more. There's no more ignorance. The spirit of truth has come. Everything is cleaned up. What? That seed that is in you is everything. It's him. It's the fullness. It's the fullness. It knows everything. It's God, brother, sister. That is God in you. He doesn't have any doubt. Doesn't have nothing. He doesn't have nothing. He doesn't have nothing, brothers. And he wants you to understand that. He's calling you to understand. This is being flashed. So this is as when. This is as well. He wants you to get stronger and stronger and stronger. But that seed is cleaned up. There's nothing. When the seals were revealed, it was cleaned up. It was cleaned up. Every doubt, what was he interceding for? For our ignorance. For the ignorance of the people. For not knowing. I see darkly in a glass. That's cleaned up. But no more looking at. And I'm not talking about understanding with this. You know, that's where we get wrong. You know, I still don't understand. I said, no, brother, he's not talking about that. Listen to me. He's not talking about, what is he talking about? He's talking about the new you. The new you is him. The new you is him. It's cleaned up. It's a new creation. It's a new creation. It's a new lad. It's not the Old Testament. It's not the New Testament. No, sir. No. This is a new covenant. This is a new covenant. The old covenant, what is the new covenant? Now, what is this new? We can call it new covenant. No. You see, you don't want me to call it new covenant because there's no prophet for that. Now, it's a new covenant. The prophet said when he came, the mighty angel coming down, that was another covenant. That was a covenant angel bringing a new covenant. That new covenant is the old covenant cleaned up. Is the old covenant. Listen, is the old, new, old testament, a new testament opened up. When it's opened up, that is him. That is him. Completely new. completely new. It's a new, it's another covenant. I hope you can get that. But anyways, I'm talking too much. We prove that by the Bible right here, taking all this existence that the earth now, man-made system, politics, in kinds of, we go to paragraph 68, and you can read that. You can read that very well. All this exists in the heavens, or atmospheres, in the earth, which is now. This holds those things. But it wasn't made for that purpose. It wasn't made for that. That soul was not made for that purpose. That soul of God that was in him was not made for that purpose in him. No, 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 sir. No, 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 sir. No, no, sir. No, no, sir. And that soul, let's listen carefully. Let's listen carefully. Why am I talking about this message? I'm saying this message. I know this is going to be taped, and I want to be very clear about why am I talking about this? Is the message of the hour is that thing that is in you. The message of the hour is that soul in you. That's the message of the hour. I know, I know, I know that I can't say everything, but that, praise be to Jesus. Brother, sister, just understand that thing that is in you is what is called the message there, but that thing, that's all. That's why he says the last member has been redeemed because he's in eternity. That the last member, the soul, that is why he says you don't come here by whatever you do. You don't repent, be baptized in the name of the Lord. You don't come here by that. No, 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 no. Why? You don't even come. I said the other thing. You don't even come here. What happens? He grabs you. He got you. He got you. You don't come. You don't do nothing. He got you. That's why he says you are redeemed. You are already redeemed. Why? He's talking about that message in you. That message is so. What was happening? Let me just give me time, brother. I just want to, please. I know I'm going through, but look here. I don't want to. It's coming so much, but I want you to understand. Look here, look here. The prophet says, "What happens in heaven? A message reviews is reviewed from heaven. It comes on the messenger of that age. When it comes to the messenger of that age, the messenger of that age trumpets it to the people. What happens? The people that he sent to, and the message that he's preaching to is the same thing. The soul that is in them." The soul, listen, the soul of the bride today and the message is the same. That's why they can get it. The ego and the baby ego are the same. They're the same. That's why they can get it. That's why, brother, that's why. The ego and the ignorant, the baby ego and the mother ego are the same. They're the same. This message and what is in the heart is the same. That's why he says, that's why the last member is redeemed. That, yeah, I hope it's clear. If not, just ask me. You know, it's so much, brother. It's so much. It's so deep to me. It's so great. I mean, it's so great, brother, that I sometimes don't have words to explain. But I hope it gets there. But anyway, heaven, atmosphere. Okay. Hold those things. But it wasn't made for that purpose. That soul was not made for that purpose. Sin caused it to be like that. See, it was made by God, the Creator. Okay, and all of our bodies that we live in now was put on the earth. That's why I say it was eternal. It was put on earth. When God created it, because you are out of the dust of the earth, it was all laid out here when God Himself created it. You are in this in His th listen. You are in His thinking. He's not talking about the body. No, the soul and your soul, the soul and the spirit and your body were in his thinking. Okay, you're in his thinking. And in him, the great eternal was the thought, which is his attribute. Which is his attribute. All right, now. Now, let's go here. This one we read, I can even jump it, but let me just read it. And we lived through all these types. He's saying, we crossed over. I'm talking about the eternity. I'm talking about the rapture. We crossed over. After the church ages, we crossed over. Now, there, he was talking. That's what I'm. If I had the blackboard, I can show you what I mean. You know, we come to the Ruther, Wesley, and then Pentecost, and then eternity or rapture. We come there. Now, here, we come from from Noah. We come to Jesus Christ dropping it, and then we come to the new earth and new heavens, or the millennium and the new earth and new heavens. We come to that. So now the earth, he's talking about how is the new heaven, because the new heaven is typed with the rapture, and indwelling you. When he endures, he comes in the fullness, endures in the individual member of the bride. That is actually, you can draw it in the one line with. The millennium and the no, with eternity, the earth eternity, and then the rapture. The rapture indwelling, and the new earth and the new heaven is the same thing. It's the same thing. That is the same thing. That's what I'm talking about, the newness. The newness of something. The newness. This is the new thing. Rapture is completely new. It's a new creature. It's a new creation. It's a new word. It's a new message. New message is a new word. New word in you. Not the word that we are reading. We are not talking about this book. We are not talking about the message of the hour, new like that. We are not talking about that. We are talking about the word. We are talking about the life of the word in you. We are talking about that soul in you. That's new. That's new. That's a new message. That's new in you. That's new. That's new. That's new. How is it new? How is it new in you? In the rapture, how is it new? It's new because it is cleaned up. Like he cleaned the world. That's why I compared to the world. The earth. The earth passed away. And you pass away. You pass away. They're all things were cleaned up, and now you are a new creation. You're a new creation. Rapture is a new creation. Is this message cleaned up? All denominationalism, all the doubts, all the ignorance, all things that is completely new. It's a new land. It's a new land. Okay, now. And you know that. You hit the eighth. You hit it. You hit the eternity. You don't come here by laws, and we read that. We read that. You don't come here by laws, and you can eat it when you get home. And we are adding the seven churches, the Pentecost. He talks about that. You don't come here by laws and issues and orders. Yeah, you don't even come. I said the other day, you don't come. I read that. But I wanted to bring it here to say, is the eighth, you hit the eternity. That eternity, listen very carefully, that eternity is a new creation. It's a new creation. And everything there is a new creation. It's a new earth and new heaven. Not this earth. But rapture is a new place. It is back to Eden. The world will be taken back to Eden. The world will be in the new earth, the new heaven. That will be the earth, taken back to heaven. But you and the church are in the new heaven and new earth called the eternity, called back to Eden. That's what he said in the book called Christ is the Mystery of God Revealed. Now, let me go there to the future home. That quote I added there, paragraph 2-25. See, you've done has passed through time. You've done pass through time. It's cleaned up all the time, and then you don't count there. What is eternity? Eternity is when everything is cleaned up, rituals and everything. Time is cleaned up. You don't count one, two, three. You don't have your sevens. You don't have your threes. You don't have none. That was for redemption. That was for the purpose of redemption. Redemption is here. Redemption is happened. Redemption is done, brother. Redemption is done. No counting of numbers. It's cleaned up all that. Where are we at? We are eternity. We are in the eternity. We are in a new place, a new heavens, a new, completely new something. That is your soul and your spirit. God has redeemed you. Now, this body is going to be renovated. That's okay. But before that, this is going to start here and it'll be completely hidden. Not only that, you're going to your glorified body before this earth goes to the new heavens and new earth. Before it becomes that, you'll be having a glorified body in the millennium. In the millennium, you have your glorified body. Because now you start and live 1,000 years back, showing the prophecy, showing in the millennium when you live 1,000 years, showing that you are redeemed. The first man didn't live for 1,000 years. Now you are redeemed. Now you can live 1,000 years. Now when you live 1,000 years, now from there, he takes you back to where you was beginning. That's Eden. All right. New earth and new heaven. But now you start and you've lived 1,000 years. No sin, nothing is completely redeemed. And I say the difference. Oh, no, I'm not there. I say the difference between Adam and Eve. Adam came from backwards. Adam came from backwards. Adam was created without sin. We are coming to the redemption. Adam was coming to the fall. We are going to the redemption. Adam was coming to the fall, and we are coming to the redemption. That's the difference. That's the difference. God created like for what? For his own purpose. For he also. Okay, and I don't want, brother. This is so great. So when things open like that, you're just happy. Drop into eternity again. Not keeping of days. You have dropped into eternity again. Not counting days and keeping Sabbaths and new moons and things like that. But as it passed, changed your form. Changed your form. Your form. In this eternity called rapture, you have changed your form. You have changed your form. Not annihilated. You're not annihilated. Glory, glory. Passed, but passed from death unto life eternal. Unto life eternal. In that rapture. Oh, what the Bible does teach us here. See, pass from one to another. Okay? Now, how I asked God the other day, To show you this is a new priest. This is a new con this is a new message. A new lad. This is a new lad. This is a new message. This is completely new. This is completely new. Because the rest of them passed away. The ignorance, everything, when the seals were revealed, this, okay. I asked God the other day, what are you doing with me here in the desert? In this desert? Did you know Moses wrote the New Testament? He's talking about the Bible. That's the Old Testament. And he goes down paragraph 199. I'm fighting, brothers. I'm sorry. Paragraph 199. Paul wrote the New Testament. That's right. In Romans and so forth and so forth. He explains that. And you can go down there and he explains how it was written, Matthew, and so forth. But I didn't want to do that because it's a very, very long story. God writing a New Testament, another one apart from the New Testament. That's my comments there. Those are my comments. That's not him. And you see my comments down there. God writing another testament. Another testament. A new one. A new one. A new testament. Not the old one. Not the old one patched up. No. Not the old one. There's that quote also. The old one patched up. Not the old one patched up. No. No, 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 no. Not the one patched up. Why is not patched up? Not the old has patched up. No. Not you, the old person patched up. No. No, 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 no. You are a new, completely brand new, brand new, brand new. Why? Cleaned completely. Cleaned completely. Why? You are new to begin with when you are created. When Adam created Adam and Eve, they were completely new. They were completely new. You are taken back to that newness. All right. Now. Okay. Now. Here in the rapture, you are in the newness. You are the new, it's a new message. It's a new Bible. It's a new covenant. Another covenant altogether. What kind of a covenant is it? Is this, brothers, sisters, what happened in the seventh seal? When he came in the seventh seal, which is Revelation 10:7, what happened there? This is what happened. Listen very carefully. This is what happened. This is what happened. You became one. The covenant is that you are him and you are him. That's a covenant. That's a covenant. That's a covenant, brother. The covenant of the Old Testament was he was coming. He was coming. He was coming. He came and said, it's finished. All that the prophets and the kings were saying is here. It's finished. Now, when he finished that, that was not there because he didn't have that was the bridegroom. Now, from here, 2,000 years, he's been making the bridegroom, the bride. Now, here he comes, the promises, the bride coming of the Lord, the bride coming of the Lord. It's done. It's done. What was it? The old is fulfilled. The second one is fulfilled. Now, this is the bride and the bridegroom. That's what he wanted. He wanted to get the redemption is over. That is what he wanted. All through, he's been wanting that. He's gotten it. He's got. That's why he says he's new. Now, I can talk, brother. Forgive me for that. But it's a new. Okay. It's a new covenant. It's a new covenant. It's a new lad. It's a new message. It's a new message. It's a new message. It's a new you. It's a new soul. It's a new one. Okay. Now he says, no. The Pilgrim Fathers were very thankful for their newfound lad, found way of life. Being separated from the old English people like that. He's talking about to be married to a new. Is to be married to a new thing when our mothers came here. It's Thanksgiving Day. You can read that. Thanksgiving Day. So he's saying that they were very thankful they were married. Now, we are married to a new. New, what is new? What are we married to? We are married to Christ. We and Christ has become one. It's new. It's a new creation. It's a new something. It's a new land. It's a new place. It's a new thing. Complete. It's new. It's completely new. What is it? It's all the doubts and everything cleaned up. It's cleaned up. All the doubts. Oh, brother. No. Okay. I've said that so many times. But I want to say it. I like it. Brother, I like it. When I see it, I like it. I just like it. Okay, now. Found way of right. Being separated from the old English denominations and Greek, they could marry to the new anointed word for their age. That's right. The new anointed word of their age. For their day. That is their day. That's their day. And the day now, another thing I would like to say, notice, brothers. This is not like Ruth. This is not like Ruth changing to Wesley. No, this is not it. This is a Greek than that. This is like the Old Testament people coming to the New Testament. That's like that. Here is a dispensation. I don't know, not a dispensation. But all the ages. This is greater than when Paul was saying, telling them that they cannot have the old and new at the same time. This is greater than that. This is why is it like that? Because this is the end. At the end here, this is the end of the Old Testament and the New Testament, all of them together. All of them together, that's the end of it. Now we come to something completely new. That is the fullness of himself and the fullness of yourself. Him and you becoming one now. That's right, that's right. That's never happened before. All right, okay. In the process of redemption. Now look here. So can we learn, be thankful as pilgrims, like Abraham, separating ourselves from the things of the world? I read a quote the other day. The church ages are called the world and denominationalism. It's called like that. And it's called the other tree. Laodicea and them are called the other tree. It's called a denominational affair. And it's called, he said, you cannot have that and at the same time have this message. This is a new message. He said, okay. Oh, associates. Abraham was a pilgrim. God has separated us from all the dead in Egypt. That's a resurrection, brother. All the dead in resurrections. You are completely cleaned up. All the, you're separated from that. That's why you're new. The earth will be separated from all the cancer, all the politics, all that. Praise be to God. And now you are separated from all this uncleanness. Now you are a new creation. Rapture is a new land. It's separated from all these things. Okay, religions. I'm speaking across the nation now. All the dead Christ. And to what? Separated us and opened to us a new land. It's a new land. This is a new land. This is a new land. Heavenly places in Christ Jesus. It's not you who lives, it's him. Praise be to God. A new message of the day. A new message of the day. The new message of the day is that soul of his new. That soul is called the germ, a gene, a soul. What else? The word. All that. It's called all that. That's the word. That soul is the word. That word is a new word. It's a new word. How is it new? How can the word be new? Was there an old word? No. It's the same word, the same Jesus Christ, cleaned up and come in fullness. All right, now. Pentecost dried up and died, like Ruth and Wesley and rest of them. No more than a bunch of churches put together. God people in there, yet has got to come. What did he do? He opened up the new, the seals of the last message. You notice that? The seven seals, which all the mysteries of the seven churches was sealed with. The seven seals. Okay, now. Now, for only two quotes, and I then finish. Let us take a look in this. I'm not going to read all that. But I need it. Let me read it very fast. But the problem is, when I start reading, I start explaining. Now, I'm not going to do that. Let us take a look at those faithful ones at Pentecost. They all in the upper room there, and there was all scared. They had the, he's talking about the, when the Holy Ghost fell at that time. They had the title, all right. They had the title, all right. But they were afraid. And all at once there came a sound from heaven. I can talk about that so much. The absolute sent down to them like a rushing mighty wind, filled all the house where they were sitting. And they were so quickened by that, till all their cowardliness, one of them was afraid, that even deny, and even deny he wasn't a Pharisee yet. Oh, he wasn't a Sadducee yet. But when that Holy Ghost fell and baptized into Jesus Christ, he became afresh of his flesh. Listen very carefully. He became fresh of his flesh. Fresh of his flesh. He became one with him. Fresh of his. He's new. It's not the old person passed up. No. There's a quote like that I didn't put. I should have put that on there. I debated, do I put it here? But it's coming to my mouth. Okay. Fresh. Bone of his bone. Word of his word. That's right, brother. You are word of his word. That soul is word of his word. And this body was a spoken word by God as he spoke there. That's you. That's you, brother. You are eternal. You are eternal. In an eternal place. Eternal in another place. Only. In fact, the quote says, you're only waiting for this body to drop. That's all. That's all. That's all that's remaining for us. Brother, we are in the highest place. We're in the highest place that you can, a human being can be. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Okay, bone of bone, word of his word. He was a new creation. He was a new person. It quickened his body. Not only his soul, not only his spirit, it quickened his body. It became subject. The other one is going to explain it a little better. Then, paragraph 97, the same book, God's provided place of worship. The last one now, paragraph 97. Then think of it. You are then not yourself. You're not yourself. You're not yourself. In this land, in this new message, that word in you is not you. It's not you, it's him. It's you. You and him has become one. In this new land, in this new earth, the new heaven of this, not the new earth, the new heaven will come physically, but right now you are in the new earth. This rapture is the new earth. Is it quite why? Because you are in Eden. Eden. New earth and new heaven will be the Eden of the earth. The Eden of the earth and heaven. how they were in Eden. Now, but you are already in Eden. You are already in Eden in your own, because you're in Christ. Christ is everything. Christ is eternity. Christ is everything. Christ is Eden. Christ is the new one, the new heaven. Christ is everything in Him. But the physical one is going to go slowly and it gets there. Okay, I don't know how slow, but the bombs are coming and everything. We go to the millennium. Millennium will be something else. And then we go to the new earth and the new heaven. After it's cleaned up and the lake of fire takes everything. All right, now. Okay, let me finish this. Then think of it. You are then not yourself. You are a new creature. You are a new creature. You are now a new creature. Okay. Or the Greek there means a new creation. You are a new creation. You've been recreated. How? You have been recreated again. You have been recreated. The power of God comes upon you. This is how it does. The power of God comes upon you, and you become created a new creature, which brings the whole physical being. That's what happens. Which brings the whole physical being, spiritual being, and everything in subject to the word of God. Not no other way. Praise be to God. Praise be to God. Let's pray. Let's pray. I'm sorry. I always just passed time now. This is 8:30 or almost 8:40. I'm so sorry. And I just talk, brother. Forgive me for that. And I don't know when I will learn how to just shorten things like that. But forgive me for that. Let's pray. Let's pray, brother. Let's pray, brothers. I love you. And I love you. I love you, brothers. I love you. Remember me? As I say, brother, I'm weak, brother. I'm so weak. I don't know how to get strong. But pray for me. I'll pray for you. And I just want to study. I just want to read. I just want to see him. I just want to see what he's saying. I love this word. And sometimes I struggle. Sometimes I struggle. Brother, please pray for me. I love for you to pray for me. I know you love me. Pray for me. Pray for me. I also pray for you. That's fine. Thank you, Father, thank you for being with us. Thank you for brothers and the sisters that you love so much that you found it fit and Lord to bring these things to us. We feeble people, we people that are unworthy, Lord. But you found yourself in us. And you found some worthiness, Lord, that you found it good to come in us and do what you've done. I always remember that statement by the prophet that in the Bible, Father, that the children of Israel were saying, "Oh, how do you say you love us? How do you say you love us? We are human beings that suffer. We're human beings that, Lord God, we don't know, see the difference. There's no difference between us and the Jebusites and the rest of the Canaanites and things like that." Yes. But Lord, you told them, "My love is not shown by that. My love is shown by that I chose you, predestination. Without doing nothing, I picked you." And that work of redemption that I started new has got to be finished because I love you. That's what you've done to us, and we are thankful for that. We words, Lord, cannot express what is in us, but we are with great joy to see the things we see and see where, Lord, you've brought us. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Now, bless the people, Father. Open our eyes and our ears, Lord. Sometimes we don't see things the way we are supposed to see them. And we don't know what to do except to come to you, Lord, and ask you for mercy. Ask you for to open these things to you. We want to know you. We want to serve you better. We want to make you happy, Father. You are our husband. Help us, Father. Help us. We know you love us, Lord. This far you've come. We see that, and we trust in our hearts, Lord, and know that, Lord, you're going to see us through. There are some people, Father, may be suffering because of what is hurting, Lord, God, and things. Please have mercy. And whatever the needs the people have, Father, please, Lord, meet those needs. I hear Brother Kenan is unwell, Father. Touch that body. Michael and Meda Senior, Lord, they are not feeling good also. And the little men that was all, and the junior is not really good. Father, touch them. Touch them tonight, Lord. Stretch thy hand of mercy upon them. Let the pain go, Father. Let them suffer no more, Father. And let them, each one, Father, glorify your name. They are your servants, Father. They serve you, Father. Have mercy, it's our prayer. Thank you. Thank you for everything. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, we pray. God bless you. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, brother. God bless you. We appreciate it so much. And it came all the way through. Very beautiful. You nailed it all the way to the end. And it ended up flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. And that new birth is himself. And brother, I appreciate it so much. And may God bless you and strengthen you. And you're cutting yourself so short. We really look up to you and appreciate you. And I believe God has given you a gift. And when you minister like this, it's vindicated and proven, and we thank God for it. So, just know that we all have our trials and troubles, and but God is protecting that seed, and I thank God for that gift in you. And so, continue to pray one for another, and we look forward to the service on Sunday. Now they're calling for snow again, and Satan has just been since Guma's been back. Trying to keep the weather messing up and hindering us from coming together and having that fellowship. So let's just be praying that on Sunday, everything is going to be clear, everything's going to be good, and we can come together and have fellowship and have a meal afterwards. And I know there's others that would like to come and join in with us for this, as Brother Goomba tells about the trip. So be praying for those things, and as Brother Goomba said, continue to pray one for another for those that are sick and in need. We covered your prayers also for situations that we have tomorrow. We ask for grace, and so we'll sign off saying good night, and God bless you each one, and God bless you, Brother Goomba. Amen. We love you. Okay. All right. Good night. Bye-bye.